Could you describe the basic idea of the Bible study method called arcing? Why is this method important? Well, it was, how shall I not overstate it? Really, really important for me in the fall of 1968 and the spring of 1969 to learn it. The principle is this. Especially in the expository books of the New Testament and the Old Testament, where you have teaching and not so much a story, although the principles hold everywhere, paragraphs are made up of propositions, statements, questions, exclamations. They have a verb, they have a subject, and then other things surrounding those. That's a proposition. And so the question of meaning, and here I'm banking on the assumption, and I would defend the assumption, that authors, human authors, inspired by God, have meaning. That is, they intend to communicate something from their minds to my mind that will affect my heart for eternity. And it passes through our minds. And they've used words. And the way meaning works is that words fit together in propositions, certain ways, and you get at that with sentence diagramming. How a prepositional phrase relates to a verb, or how an object relates to a verb. And we all do this intuitively when we learn a language. Arcing asks paragraphs what sentence diagramming asks propositions. That is, a paragraph is made up of different propositions, maybe 5 or 10 or 20. And the question is, how do they relate to each other? And you write them out on a piece of paper. That's the way I do it anyway. I write them out on a piece of paper or type them or with a computer, a different proposition on each line. For example, I am not ashamed of the gospel. 4, it is the power of God unto salvation. 4, in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. 4, the wrath of God will be revealed. Now there you got, 4 or 5 propositions. And the question is, how do they work? How do they relate to each other logically? And the word 4 began each of those. That's true. That's Romans 1, 15 to 18. And so you draw a line across the top and you draw these arcs. And each arc represents a proposition. And you have symbols for all the logical connections that can exist there between the propositions. And you put them under these arcs and then you draw a larger arc over too. So I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. And now you see how the power of God unto salvation relates to I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed because power is in the gospel. And now you've seen something that you might not have seen if you hadn't asked the question, how do the two relate? And when you do a paragraph that gets 5 or 10 or 20 of those, all related to make one big point, you have seen so much more than if you just breezed over the paragraph. So arcing is important to help rethink an author's thoughts after him and open the Bible in ways that, for me, it had never opened any other way.